Hi guys, welcome back for episode 31. Now, last week we talked about mindset, overcoming fear, self-doubt, and playing small, and we really honed in on the people that you have around you. The big lesson with that one, that is when you believe in yourself, you start showing up differently. Now, networking builds on that mindset because confidence fuels that connection. And business growth isn't just about strategies, ads, or funnels. It's also about people. The right relationships can help you unlock opportunities that money alone can't buy. Referrals, partnerships, collaborations, and doors that would have otherwise stayed closed. So we'll be diving into that today.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is, Chloe, you know, people buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And that's one of the main things about networking at all. You know, you get out there, you meet people, you build that relationship, they tend to like you, they then start to trust what you do, what you offer as a business, and then things just flourish from there.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, what this also does is it helps referrals convert faster. So if you, for instance, you know, you've been going to a networking meeting for some time, you've created relationships, whether those are just business only, or they've merged into, you know, not just professional business relationships, but maybe even personal relationships. And, you know, you're going golfing with people and, you know, you're doing extracurricular activities and things like that. Then what can generally happen then is the referrals convert faster than what cold leads do. Because what's happening is when someone is referring someone, they tend to trust their judgment on who they're actually referring for you, you know?
Because they've had that real experience. And I think we talked about this in another podcast as well.
Yeah.
You know, they've had that one-on-one. They've been through that experience themselves rather than you just saying, oh, this is what I do. Look, I can help you. Woo.
That's correct.
It's real living proof.
That's right. And the thing is as well, this is why they often say that when you're networking within different groups and things, that it's not just the people that you're networking with, because they also have their own network. You know, it's who they can refer, who their network is. I mean, the people that you're networking might not need your services, you know, depending on what they do themselves and what your service or product offers. But they might know someone who knows someone who knows someone, and then it just kind of snowballs and continues to grow that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it creates strong networks. It also creates compounding opportunities, you know? So like that whole snowball effect I was just talking about there, it's not just about that, you know, getting that one referral from that person that you're speaking to.
Yeah.
It's who they know, and, you know, it just goes out and out and out. And especially in B2B, you know, a single relationship can unlock years and years and years of growth. So it's really important, especially from a B2B perspective, to get out there and speak people. And this is something I really need to be doing as well, especially when I get down to the big smoke down in Brisbane. I fully plan on doing that myself as well, but I do a lot of this on LinkedIn, not just in local countries like Australia and the UK, but with other, you know, other professionals, I suppose, in other countries right around the world.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing I lack, is the networking, because I feel like there's not enough hours in the day to get all the work done. And I'm like, oh, if I go here, you know, that's 2-3 hours of my day taken where I could be getting stuff done. But, you know, I need to take a bit of my own advice and start networking, because your network is your net worth.
That's right.
And actually,
but one of the things you need to understand, though, is it's not just about networking for the sake of networking. You need to network with a strategy in mind. You know, who is it that you want to network with? There's no point in networking with, I mean, if we're B2B, there's no point in us, I mean, I'm
going
not saying there's no point in us.
Thing.
I'm not saying that there's no point in networking with people because there's nothing we can garner for them. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know.
But what I mean is, you know, don't waste a lot of your time in places with people where you're not even going to even grow.
Yeah. And you've got like traditional networking, which is your random connections, surface level conversations, and where you're just going to these groups just to collect business cards and then chuck them in the bin when you get home. And that's kind of, I think, why networking has that negative stigma around it sometimes. And people get a bit like, oh, I don't want to go here, because they don't feel like they're going to get that value when it's just that surface level.
That's right. But that's generally because they're not being strategic enough, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're not being intentionally why they're out there networking. Their networking is probably not value driven or purpose led, really.
Yeah.
So you really need to make sure, you know, the goal just isn't about, you know, who can help me do X, Y, and Z, or who can help me find X, Y, and Z, or, you know, who can I sell to? But
yeah,
it should be about creating mutual value between you and the people that you're networking with. And that'll help you network much more effectively.
Well, it's all reciprocal, because, you know, it's who can I refer to you and who can you refer to me? Who's in my network that can benefit from your service without, you know, having a hard sell? Here, go buy this, you know, buy this product or buy this service. It's more like, oh, look, my friend was just looking at installing a pool.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, here's Pool Professionals Mackay. Awesome. They'll, you know, they'll sort you out.
Yeah, 100%.
And vice versa.
And I mean, I had someone reach out just the other week there to ask for an introduction or with someone else in my network. And I'll be honest, it's the first time I've ever done that on LinkedIn. But it was actually really quite cool, you know, where you get someone in your network that wants to make that connection. And there's a strategy around that as well. But we need to actually get this uploaded and get some scripts and things uploaded to our website for our audience. But again, that itself should be strategic as well. You know,
yeah.
But it just goes to show you that, you know, networking isn't just about go turning up to groups in your local area. You know, there's 9 billion people in the world, right? So don't neglect online digital connections. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I'm on LinkedIn every day for an hour or two, not just connecting, but commenting and helping and all this kind of stuff. And that's super important.
Yeah, well, it's like I was even telling you today where I reached out to a brand in Brisbane. For those of you who are listening and don't know, I do actually also do modeling as well. And I reached out to a brand that I've seen in my network, and I've seen one of my friends wear quite a fair bit. And I asked, you know, if they want to collaborate with Adonis Media. Anyways, yesterday, I get put in a group chat with him and the owner of the business, and they're like, hey, you know, I just want to introduce you. He's the owner, like, I'd love you to model for him. And it just shows that I didn't necessarily need to be anywhere, but I knew him. And because I have a great relationship with Brett and he thinks highly of me as a model, he's inclined to put me forward, you know, as a model for these different brands, which then could lead, you know, I'm making this personal connection with Akio now, so he'll know who I am. We can talk about this collaboration on a bit more personal level rather than me, you know, just reaching out and him going, oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But the thing is, what's happened here is he's actually got to like you.
And he now
trusts you because we share a lot of podcasts, we share a lot of content. You can go out, visit our website, you can download some templates, we've got tools on there, we know our stuff, obviously. So it's really important to get that information out there to people so that they do build that relationship.
Yeah. So how can you network with intention? First, you want to define your goals. Is it referrals? Is it partnerships, mentors, collaborators? What's your purpose for connecting with different people? And, you know, you might have a few different ones of those as well. You know, it might just be, you know, you just want to make friends. And, you know, that's fine. And that's, I feel like that is a part of, you know, this networking thing, is you do end up making some lifelong friends and people that you'll hang out with outside of this as well.
That's right. And the thing is, when you do set those goals, you know, always make sure, like we've discussed previously, that you're leading with value, you know. So rather than going into it asking what can I get out of this, go into it with the premise that, you know, you're the one that's going to be providing value to people. How can I help you meet whoever you need to meet to get you to the next level, or or whatever it is? So always lead with value.
Yeah. The second thing you want to do is you want to choose the right environment. So is this industry events you need to be going to? Is it LinkedIn, like Derek mentioned, where you need to connect with somebody and you have a mutual? Is it, you know, masterminds? Is it these master classes? Where is it that you're going to meet people that you'll get that mutual benefit, that friendship, and that know, like, and trust?
That's right. And once you've started to make those connections and you've led with value, you can make sure that you're following up consistently. Relationships need nurturing. And, you know, sometimes when I'm behind the computer programming away, living life, building software, you know, it can sometimes get to the point where you've just not got time, because life takes over. But you need to make the time. You need to actually get your things scheduled in. In fact, I'm going to do it tomorrow, right? I'm going to do it tomorrow. In fact, I'll do it tonight. What I'll do is I'll get an email sent off to Barry, Lynham Home Loans, just up the road there, and I'll go and meet with him and speak to him and have a coffee. But it's about making sure that you're consistent with people, so that they don't forget who you are and how you can help. Not just help them, but help the people within their network as well, you know?
Yeah. So turning connections into collaborations. So, you know, that first handshake is an opportunity for whatever your plan is at these, you know, meetings on LinkedIn. Is it, you know, the referrals like we mentioned before?
Yeah.
But, you know, that first meetup is not where it stops. It's the follow-up conversation where the magic really happens. You know, you've shown that interest in them. You've shown that you care, and you're creating a consistent relationship rather than just saying, you know, just rocking up, giving your business card, saying, call me when you're ready.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's different ways you can collaborate. I mean, what we generally do is we can offer co-marketing campaigns, and anybody can do this. We invite guests onto our podcast. You can do joint ventures. You can do obviously referrals, which is a big part of networking anyway. There's just so many different things that you can do, but again, it takes strategy, and just make sure that you always lead with value first, because people will see that, you know. And I'll give you a tip as well, is people like to talk about themselves, so make sure when you're asking ask open-ended questions. And get the other people that you're connecting with, get them to tell you about themselves. You know, how long have they been in business? What is it they've done? How did they evolve? Just get them talking about themselves and try and gather as much information as you possibly can about them. And that will give you things not just to talk about, so that the conversation doesn't go stale, but also gives you a deeper insight into who they are, what they do, and how you can help.
Yeah.
And I mean, part of that conversation could be asking what's the one thing that we can do to work together, instead of aiming for big asks up front. You know, how can we collaborate together for mutual benefit? You know, you get a lot of this with complementary services and things. You know, I'll look after your IT stuff if you look after our marketing, and it doesn't need to be as big as that, I suppose. But you know, that's just an option that people can look at doing.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, I keep going back to, you know, you need a strategy. Listen, you need a strategy for everything, right? You need to understand why you're doing things, what you're expecting to get out of it, and what value you're looking to provide other people as well. The good thing, or certainly one of the things you should be doing, is sharing the wins and feedback, helping make the relationships two-sided, so that everybody within that relationship is winning. So it's win-win, if you like. And, you know, it doesn't need to be just one-on-one either. It could be one-to-many, you know, where you've got one person providing loads of value to a group. And you generally find, you know, when you're doing or within networking groups and things, you can do some educational slots for free, which is good if you're trying to become a speaker as well. So that's definitely something that people should think about, especially in the B2B space.
Yeah, you've got different types of, you know, networking as well. You've got offline and online. Offline, you've got conferences, local events, industry groups. You know, they're higher trust, but they're lower scale. You do need to kind of continuously go to these things and make that proper relationship with somebody. Online, you've got LinkedIn, podcasts, social communities. It's a wider reach and it's a lot more scalable because you can reach more people quickly. So the best kind of way to go about this is to blend both for your maximum effect. You know, you want to use that online to build that wider reach and use the offline to deepen that trust. And it's all about nurturing, you know, these people as well, because the people that you meet offline are going to end up following you and following your journey. And, you know, from what you're posting on social media, you should be nurturing them. You never know. They could come on and become a client, or they could refer somebody because they know, like, and trust you now.
That's right. So the thing is that there's also common networking mistakes that people make. And one of the biggest one is pitching too early, which is kind of making it a bit more transactional. Now, I'll be honest, especially if you're doing this online and you're on LinkedIn, you know, when you're connect with people because you're interested in what they're doing and, you know, because you can help them and you can ask them, you know, what can I do to help your life easier? Here's what the kind of stuff that we offer. But the problem is with most LinkedIn DMs, you know, direct messages, is you can almost see it yourself. I mean, I get DM'd about 20 times a day, and I'd say about 19.5 of those is a pitch right away off the bat. And it's getting to the point where I'm getting that many DMs, I'm just not even replying to them anymore. Because to me, it's just like they're just after a quick sale. You know, it's just transactional. They're no looking to actually build a relationship. They're no interested so much on you. And to be honest, with the advent of AI now, some of these responses that we're getting from the DMs, you know, I'm just curious, you know. I don't know anybody that says that in like a normal setting. I'm just curious. Can you tell me, you know, no, I just can't tell you because I've not got the time. I'm too busy now, you know. So don't pitch too early, especially when you're online, and because you'll just switch people off.
I get like people sending me friend requests on LinkedIn every single, like probably like 5 a day, and maybe 3 of them are like pitches. It's got to the point where I just don't even accept them. You can follow me and you can see what I do, and you'll understand, rather than messaging me saying, hey, what do you do? Maybe do a bit of research first. It's one thing that absolutely annoys me, because it's straight off the bat too. Hey, I can do this for you, blah, 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 blah. Like, you don't even know me yet. You don't even... one thing that annoys me is we get a lot of web design companies or, you know, Meta ads, and people come out and they're like, we can do your ads for you. We can do your ads for you. Do you know that you've contacted a marketing agency or a growth agency, you know?
Yeah. Well, my view on... I just accept everyone, right? And a majority...
Yeah, but you know that they can still follow you if you don't accept them. Yeah. Because then if you accept them, you'll see the stuff they post. But they can still see your stuff even if you don't accept them.
I know, but the thing is, most people don't post on LinkedIn anyway. So this is probably something else that we need to let people understand, that if you're working in B2B, you should be on LinkedIn. Right? That's the biggest B2B platform on the planet. I also think that you should pay for the premium version, and that gives you more opportunities. But most people don't consistently post on LinkedIn. And that's just because people, I think they just don't have the time. You know, really you need to create a strategy for that as well. You need to be able to write the content, you need to create the content, you need to manage the content, you need to post the content, and then you need to report the content. Did it work or did it not? You know, et cetera, et cetera. But you really need to be making that effort on there. Like, I mean, being up here in Mackay, I know that there's not that many people from the Mackay area that seem to be on LinkedIn, certainly not in the group that I've been on. That includes those people that are have a LinkedIn account, but they actually do nothing with it, is an absolute opportunity for them if they knew how to use it properly. You know,
yeah.
So if you're not on LinkedIn, you're B2B, get your arse on LinkedIn, get using LinkedIn more, understand who your ICP is, get your buyer persona thrashed out, get some content created, make sure you've got a strategy behind it, and start posting consistently. You'll start to see leads coming through. And the next mistake, I suppose, is the not following up with people after the first interaction. The thing about nurturing is you need to continually speak to people. And posting helps with this, right? Because when you post to your audience and the people within your network, they see your posts. So the more they see your posts, the more they become, they get that affinity for you and they feel that they actually are starting to know you. And if you're posting things about your industry and the things that they do, the things that you do and how you're solving the problem by doing X, Y, and Z, that helps build and nurture those relationships. You know,
yeah.
Don't expect people to come running with their wallets open right away. You know,
no.
This is long term stuff, like 10, 20, 30 years, even if need
especially if your service is at, you know, high ticket item.
Yeah, 100%.
They're not gonna, yeah.
And that leads us on to trying to meet everybody instead of the right people. So you need to, again, this goes back to your strategy and understanding who your ICP is, you know. Don't just accept every man their dog, which I do. I probably shouldn't. I have a strategy where I have our ICPs set out. I understand who the buyer personas are. And we have an outreach strategy in place to connect with the right people within the Brisbane area. And then we'll start shooting out into other cities. We do this in the UK as well. So it's making sure that you're targeting the right people. Don't waste time on people that either don't need your solution, don't have the money for your solution, and quite frankly, don't need it. And again, the next one from that would be focusing on quantity over quality. Listen, it's not about trying to get 10,000 people on your LinkedIn this week. Well, it's about you could get 10,000 if you want, but and have no sales, or you could have 10 and have 10 sales. So you need to be strategic about who you're trying to reach and who you're trying to get your message to and work with.
Yeah, and you know what? This actually correlates over to your social media as well, because I feel a lot of people, they look at their Instagram and go, I need 10,000 followers. And it's like, why do you need 10,000 followers? You know, if you're getting 10,000 followers and no sales, you're going to end up with no business.
Well, that's right.
You need to have 10,000 people that actually want to buy from you, that are actually quality. And it also comes down to, like, you know, the whole thing about Instagram and buying followers and all that sort of stuff to look superior.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
because people see that, the whole point of that is because people think that, you know, if they've got like a million followers, then they obviously must be good. You know, they must be posting good content and throw the rest of it. But the problem is, you can buy followers if you wanted. You know, there's people out there that will sit there with spam accounts and they'll just add follow, 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 and you're not getting anything. So it's pointless.
Yeah, but you see that in their engagement. You know, you've got a million followers and you're getting 500 likes. Should be getting a lot more than 500 likes.
Well, this is why you need to make sure that you're authentic. You know,
and creating a community of people that love your content,
and have affinity for your brand.
Anyways, we'll talk about that in a different episode if you want to hear that about that. Awesome. So I want you to pop in these actionable takeaways. Set clear intentions before every networking opportunity. Always lead with value and ask how you can help them first. Nurture your network by following up, checking in, and sharing free resources. And quality over quantity. 5 strong connections can outperform 500 weak ones. And lastly, think long term. These relationships will compound over time. So, next week on The Adonis Effect, we're shifting from relationships to revenue, and we'll be diving into how to build a predictable sales pipeline. We'll explore practical strategies to move from relying on referrals or one-off deals, or even buying leads to creating consistent, scalable lead flow. So if you want to stop riding the feast or famine roller coaster, then episode 32 is the one that you cannot miss.
That'll be a good one, Chloe.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll see you on episode 32. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.